Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca. Our twice-daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app out of Atlanta. Welcome to another edition of the Ground and Pound MMA show with the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WBAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and birthday boy himself, Giancarlo Aulino of BarnBurner. Okay, so UFC had a card this past weekend in London, England, UFC on ESPN Plus 5. Let's get to the main event. Or actually, forget about the main event. Let's talk about Masvidal having two fights in one night. Start us off, Steve Carney.
After his knockout of Darren Till, which, by the way, throws a huge monkey wrench into Dana White's plan for the welterweight division, because I think we all thought that Darren Till, if he had won this fight, was probably going to get an opportunity to fight Ben Askren. But with Masvidal winning the fight and getting interviewed backstage on ESPN, Leon Edwards, who won his fight against Gunnar Nelson, showed up and was talking some garbage off to the side. And all of a sudden, there goes Masvidal off the set and out into one of the hallways, and all of a sudden there's a fight that breaks out between Masvidal and Leon Edwards. I know Dana White afterwards said, you know, this is something that they've got to get fixed. They need to not be able to have this happen. So I know that Dana will say that, but Dana loves the controversy, because as somebody with a much more I guess more creative mind than me once said, controversy creates cash. And yes, that is certainly looks like it's going to be the case, because it looks like you have to put on Edwards together for a fight in that welterweight division.
All right.
That fight gets Askren.
Yeah, and that should be really, really great. That fight backstage really, Masvidal really did a number on him, you know, a couple, like, I think he threw four or five punches there. Giancarlo, what did you think of his performance in the octagon and outside the octagon?
Yeah, two great performances that should boost up his record and motivation going into his next training camp. I think he has to fight Leon Edwards next. There's a bunch of reports out there that Usman would rather take on Masvidal instead of Colby Covington. I think UFC needs to really do the Usman Covington and maybe have a number one contender spot with Masvidal and Leon Edwards. And in terms of Darren Till, I really hope this was the last time we see him at welterweight. When I saw the pictures of him on the scale on the day of the weight cut and just him going in weigh-ins, and the way he looked was really depleted. It looked like he was really starving himself and took a lot of energy just to make that 170-pound limit, and it's doing more damage to his career. So he really needs to move up to middleweight and stop doing these drastic weight cuts, because he couldn't even get seriously hurt in this fight. He got knocked out in the second round. What if his next fight he goes against a guy who's an up-and-comer and just an absolute knockout guy? He can really end his career in one fight with that. So next fight, I think he should move up to middleweight.
All right, Steve. Michael Bisping will be inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. Deserving, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about one of the biggest talkers in MMA history, champion, and a Ultimate Fighter winner. There's no doubt that Michael Bisping belongs in the UFC Hall of Fame. He's a great ambassador for the sport and one of the smartest guys that you will ever see talk about the sport of mixed martial arts. There's no doubt he deserves the UFC Hall of Fame, and it's well-deserved.
All right, Giancarlo, do you echo those sentiments?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Just Steve mentioned the Ultimate Fighter. He won. He's been a real good ambassador, even an analyst for the UFC. He's been kind of like Daniel Cormier, how he's able to go into different roles and adapt and really add his knowledge of fighting to the product and really, you know, carry himself for UK fighters, because he's really trailblazed for those kind of guys to really become known and become bigger stars because of his influence. And he's proof that it's able to be done. And he's been a lot of legends in the UFC. So a much deserving Hall of Fame induction for Michael Bisping.
All right, and finally, Max Holloway and Conor McGregor have gone at it in Twitter, which is funny. But Conor McGregor, Steve, let's start off with you, throwing out the ceremonial puck at the Boston Bruins game. And your favorite guy, the Licker himself, Brad Marchand, doing the McGregor strut, which was taught to him by Steve Carney, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nothing like watching. If someone's going to get licked, I was hoping that Conor McGregor would knock out Brad Marchand and say, I can lick your...
All right. Any thoughts on what... who is he going to fight next? Steve?
I still think Cowboy Cerrone is the fight to have with Conor. I think that it's name recognition. You know Cerrone's going to give him a good fight, and I'm curious. It's not a tomato can for Conor to get him back on the right track. I think it's a good fight to have.
All right, Giancarlo.
Yeah, there's Cerrone, but the more the time that goes on where we don't have this fight officially signed, the more I think that Conor McGregor will fight maybe Tony Ferguson because he's been out a while, and they might go with Cowboy Cerrone versus maybe like someone at welterweight who might be moving down, like an Anthony Pettis in the future. Or we can even see Cowboy Cerrone. I wouldn't rule out against Nate Diaz. So those are three possibilities, I think, for Cowboy Cerrone.
All right, Giancarlo Lino, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
All right, Steve Carney.
I appreciate it, Joe. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steve Carney. Check me out on 95.3 WDAE and AM 620 weekdays, which if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can listen on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Joe.